Hello, and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Cami Culpepper, the Family and Connections Minister here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We're excited to be in a series we're calling In His Steps, Your Life Has Meaning. As you listen to these devotionals, our prayer is that you would find your meaning by being deeply rooted in the love of Christ as you learn to walk in His steps.
You're listening to Day 19 of In His Steps. Today's title is God Gives His Promise. Ephesians 2, 19 through 22 reads, "You are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In Him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit." Our text today is Matthew 16, verse 18. "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." After Peter's confession of Christ and Jesus' reminder of the source of revelation, Christ makes a declaration that has been the source of conflict and controversy. What was intended to help his church has been used by our adversary to harm the unity of the bride of Christ. Bruce Barton explains the different interpretations that have been posed from Jesus' statement. The name Peter had already been given to Simon when Jesus met him in John 1:42. Here, Jesus gave the name a new meaning. Jesus said, "You are Peter, Petros, and on this rock, Petra, I will build my church." While the wordplay is evident, what did this rock refer to? The rock on which Jesus would build his church has been identified in four main ways. First, the rock refers to Jesus himself, his work of salvation by dying for us on the cross. This would mean that Jesus is the divine architect of our faith, and that he himself is the chief cornerstone. Second, the rock refers to Peter as the supreme leader, or first bishop of the church. This view is promoted by Roman Catholics. However, while the early church held Peter in high regard, there is no evidence that they regarded him as the final authority. Third, the rock refers to the confession of faith that Peter gave and that all subsequent true believers give. This view was promoted by Luther and the Reformers as a reaction to view number two. And finally, the rock refers to Peter as the leader and spokesman of the disciples. While apostolic succession cannot be found in this context or in any of the epistles, Peter's role as a leader and spokesman of the church must not be discounted. Roger Hahn writes, "The long-standing debate between Roman Catholic and Protestant interpretations of this passage, unfortunately, has drawn attention away from Jesus' natural meaning. The debate has often forgotten that Jesus is the cornerstone and the builder, but he builds the church using the living stones of obedient human beings. It's also important to note that Jesus builds the church. It is neither programs nor theologies nor methods that build the church. It is Jesus. Scripture teaches that Jesus is the foundation on which the church is built. Peter's confession of Christ is the statement of faith that is at the center of Christianity. Peter was used by God in a powerful way in the beginning stages of his church. Ben Witherington III provides the following insight. "As for the meaning of this saying, the following should be stressed. Jesus is saying that his community, once founded on confessing Peter, will never die out. This saying is probably not about spiritual struggles between the church and the devil, though that is not ruled out altogether. It seems clear that the gates of death and the land of the dead, not the gates of hell, are what is meant in light of Isaiah 38:10, Job 17:16, Psalm 9:14, and Job 38:17, which again suggests this saying is about death, not spiritual battles with the devil. Death will not eliminate this community. Indeed, it would help perpetuate it. Jesus' statement has become the divine encouragement for his church. Ekklesia, Jesus' own word for the church in Matthew 16:18, means a called-out assembly. Throughout the ages, God has built his church on the foundation of Jesus Christ as the cornerstone. His building blocks have been those whom he has called out to follow him. When one of Jesus' building blocks dies after faithfully serving him, God raises up another faithful follower to follow in his steps. The persecution intended to stop the advancement of God's church only strengthened it. Let God's promise be a profound reminder that the death of his saints cannot stop his church. Instead, every disciple of Christ builds on the foundation of Jesus to raise his church higher. So the world will inevitably see that our Lord prevails. Be encouraged by God's promise today that as you give your life to him as an offering, he will bless you to be one stone of the building of his church for his glory. Here are some questions to consider today. How is the church built on Jesus as the chief cornerstone? In what ways is Peter's confession of Christ the essential statement for his church? As you give of yourself, how are you another stone in the building of his church? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.